Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another show, the Release Your Power Show. Well, we welcome you here today. Today we are going to be talking about our upcoming symposium, Wealth Strategy Symposium 2008, which is going to be held this coming Saturday, May 3rd, at Essex County College in Newark, New Jersey. We really just want to get the word out about the symposium and to let people know what they will have in store for them when they attend this symposium. This will be the second year that we have had this event. It is just a much, much, much needed topic to talk about, especially in the urban areas and our inner cities. What better place than to see God move, but to move amongst his people that need him the most. And so we just give God, you know, honor to God right now and thank him, one, for even just allowing us to be here on Blog Talk Radio, to use this medium, to have the use of this technology. That in and of itself is really just, just even a part of wealth, just to be able to work the things that, you know, we have available to us. But also we thank God for Essex County College. They are hosting this event for us, under the Africana Institute, and also the Urban Issues Institute. And when the Lord gave me this symposium to do last year, it was somewhere around last January, as I was, you know, seeking, this is your host, Lalisa J. Williams, also known as the Firestarter, but here today I'm the E-Power Coach. God has empowered me to empower others, and we have this new wonderful forum now that is called coaching, where we learn that we help each other along the way. You help somebody, you encourage them, you inspire them, you motivate them to reach their destinies and to reach their goals, much like what a coach in football or a coach in sports would do. But what I was saying about this particular symposium, you know, when God gave this to me, I was, you know, having struggles with my own understanding and just, you know, how what is wealth? How do we, you know, because as a Christian, I struggle with that, you know. I was under the assumption that, you know, to be rich and to have a lot of money was ungodly, that, you know, he said the poor will be with us always, and, you know, everybody knows the scripture that, you know, Jesus said, well, it'll be hard for a rich man to get into heaven. And so a lot of those scriptures, we heard them and took them out of context. And then when the bills began to come in, and then we began to sink further and further in debt because of our lack of understanding about wealth, and then even some of us having been on these jobs for 5, 10, 15, you know, 20 years, and really we look around and we see that we're no better off than we were when we first started. It just, you know, became a real burden. And I said, you know what, God, according to your word, I can lay my burdens down. According to your word, you're a burden bearer, so that you would help me. And so therefore, I said, you know, let me do this and, you know, just really get the word out there to other people that also are in the same mistake. Okay, so anyway, yes, okay.